Dictation for Barbara Kirchner, K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R, November 1153, addresses a letter to Dr. Halley, H-O-L-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Halley, consultation for Mrs. Kirchner, Barbara with chronic kidney disease and history of kidney stone pyelonephritis. Apparently July, August last year, kidney stone obstruction, transferred to Bay City, so urology Dr. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, stone removed, ureteral stent place. We have called facility and apparently no stone removed or analyzed. Eventually, a stone removed in October. Days later, developed symptoms of pyelonephritis and persistent hydronephrosis. Treated locally here in Mount Pleasant. Urology Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T. A new stent placed, eventually removed in December. Off antibiotics, presently no left-sided back discomfort, no urinary cloudiness or blood. No nausea, vomiting, stable appetite, no bowel changes, no gross edema. Supposed to be drinking more liquids. Through these kidney problems, lost 40 pounds, but appetite is improving. No edema claudications. Next paragraph, there are upcoming testing, echocardiogram and neck arteries for dizziness and a heart murmur. Does have diffuse arthritis, used to take ibuprofen in a frequently basis, probably 30 or more years, discontinued a year ago. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-term hypertension, above indicated kidney stone, left-sided hydronephrosis, UTI, pyelonephritis, E. coli isolated, apparently blood cultures were negative and there was no gross hematuria. Esophageal reflux, diet control, diabetes, been told a heart murmur, but no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no heart problems, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS or stroke, no liver abnormalities, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, or blood transfusion. She's been told fatty liver, has gallbladder stone, but not symptomatic. Next paragraph, present medications include losartan, amlodipine, denatolerated statins, recently started Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, aspirin, vitamins, off Prilosec and anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral length implant, cystoscopy retrograde stents, right total hip replacement, left knee scope for meniscus, and treatment for right plantar fasciitis, open surgery. Next paragraph, never smoke, very rare alcohol. Next paragraph, no children and no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 64 inches tall, 194 pounds. Blood pressure 120 over 70 on the left, 140 over 70 on the right. Length implant, alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, has a aortic systolic murmur, some radiation to the neck, but is very mild. Overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen, no tenderness, costovertebral angle, minimal edema on the right side, on the same side of right hip surgery. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, just a few days ago, sodium potassium normal, acid base normal, creatinine 1.2, which appears to be baseline. GFR will be in the upper 50s, normal calcium. Next paragraph, I review discharge summary from Mount Pleasant at the time of pyelonephritis with persistent left-sided hydronephrosis. Review report of the cystoscopy in December with the stent removal. prior imaging with left-sided hidradenitis suppurativa. McLaren Bay City cannot find any report about stone analysis. There has been minor anemia in the past. 2+ of protein in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Reported kidney stone, left-sided hidradenitis, pyelonephritis, no sepsis, apparently stone removal. We cannot find analysis of that or evidence of that. Next number, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, no progression, not symptoms, monitor over time. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, tolerating ARB losartan. Next number, elevated cholesterol, did not tolerate statins on Repatha. Most recent electrolyte acid base has been normal. Phosphorus needs to be part of chemistries, as well as PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism and evaluation of anemia. Chemistries to be done in a regular basis. Check blood pressure at home. She's exploring weight reduction with Ozempic, and I have no objection as long as the insurance approves. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistries every 3 months. Come back in 6.